Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, in a recent interview, Ronan Horgan, the CEO of Capital Flow, stated that if we don't take advantage of the opportunity that we see in the market in the next 2 years, we will be kicking ourselves. But what opportunities was he referring to? He joins us now to reveal all. Ronan, Capital Flow's mission is to turn Irish business lending on its head by putting people first and making finance simple to help businesses to grow. But how would you describe the business lending market in Ireland right now?
Good morning, Carl. Like I suppose a lot of things, the business market has really improved. The environment has improved, I suppose, since our days of COVID. You know, the Irish economy had been doing well up to 2020, and it's still continuing to do very well. But I think businesses were obviously, you know, affected by COVID. I think we've seen a better 2023. And from our perspective in Capital Flow, we see 24 and 25 being far better. Your full employment. And I think when you talk to small businesses out there, they're far more optimistic about the future. However, like everything else, you know, we have the war in Ukraine, we have the issues in Palestine, and then we had rising interest rates because of inflation. So to counteract inflation. So it's never a dull moment for a small business in Ireland. And it's the same really for a lender like Capital Flow as well. We have to adjust, I suppose, to the environment we're in. But we'd be very optimistic about the future.
Now, when you started Capital Flow back in 2016, you started it with the aim of disrupting the SME lending market. How have you gone about doing that?
When we talk about disruption, what we're basically saying is that we want to, you know, change, I suppose, the way people's view of SME lending is. Our feedback before we, our research before we started Capital Flow in 2016 was that, you know, the banks and the competitors out there were quite slow. They're quite reticent to support that small business. And we knew that if we put the right lenders out there and we gave them the right supports and the products and the interest rates and the right processes to support them, that we would make inroads into that. I think we come from a background of what you term good old-fashioned banking relationships, where you go out and meet the customer, you go out and meet the advisor, meet the accountant, sit down with them and work out what that customer needs. And all businesses are different as well, Carl, as you know. So, you know, trying to fit one size for all just doesn't work, and it doesn't work with Irish SMEs. So that was a big, you know, factor for us in setting up, and thank God that's proved very, very fruitful as well.
And what percentage of your business is referred to you through accountants?
Well, I think accountants, business advisors, brokers, well, let's call them introducers, I would think that probably 70 to 80% of our business comes from that network. Some of it comes in directly through our own marketing, our brand, and obviously over the last 7 to 8 years, we've grown a kind of a strong brand in Ireland. So people do contact us directly, but we're very much focused in on the introducer market. In whatever sectors that we're in, you will have specialist advisors, be on the accountancy side or be just on the business advisor side. And there are plenty of those around the country. And they're really good support for SMEs, but they tend to be trusted advisors, you know.
How did the purchase by the digital bank Bunk impact Capital Flow?
In a really positive way, Carl. Bunk is a digital bank, as you say, a neobank. It's very much focused on consumer lending. It's built up a really strong savings and deposit base, and we've been able to avail of that liquidity. So effectively, we were able to repay all of our bank debt that we had and replace it with Bunk's liquidity. So that allows us to be far more competitive, far more flexible, and we've a far greater appetite to lend money to Irish SMEs than we ever had before.
Capital Flow recently purchased a €122 million commercial loan portfolio. Who did you purchase that from, and why was it such an attractive offer for you?
Well, effectively, it was from Lunar Commercials, and it's the legal title and the servicing of the portfolio will remain with Pepper Finance. But I think it was an opportunity that we couldn't ignore. These were really good borrowers. They've purchased properties, investment properties in the main. Some of them are trading properties like pubs and hotels. And we're already in that business. The customers are paying away. They're being looked after. And we thought it'd be another a bigger opportunity, I suppose, for us is to kind of send out a message to those business advisors and introducers and accountants that Capital Flow is very much, trying to build up an SME lending business in Ireland and doing it very successfully. And the acquisition was a really good fit for us as well.
And was there many bidders involved in attempting to purchase this portfolio?
Well, I'm sure the seller would say there was. we were successful, and I suppose that's all. And I suppose what it was, Carl, if I've been honest about it, it was a real recognition for us that Bunk was very serious about supporting Capital Flow in the Irish market. And that's allowed us now to grow our portfolio to over 750 million across all of our customers. For us, the idea was that we will continue to grow steadily, keeping with what we know best, but continue to grow and serve those SMEs that are looking for our type of products.
As that portfolio continues to be managed by Pepper, will this provide an opportunity to work closer with Pepper to both grow existing customers in a loan portfolio and to identify new opportunities for Capital Flow?
Well, absolutely. Like, you'll have existing customers within that portfolio that might want to do more lending. We're certainly happy to work with Pepper on that. You may have customers that are coming to Pepper looking for property that investments that are even for trading businesses, as I say, like pubs and hotels, residential properties as well. We're very happy to support a commercial relationship with them, and we're hoping to develop that now this year.
And Ronan, I know that you recently stated that if we don't take advantage of the opportunity we see in the market in the next 2 years, we will be kicking ourselves. So what specific opportunities were you referring to?
The first one is the banks have, I suppose, contracted, as we know, with Ulster and KBC leaving. So we see the banks maybe struggling a little bit to service their customers. So we see a huge opportunity there to compete with them. And then I suppose on the other side, then you've got the non-banks who in Ireland are relatively small. With the rising interest costs and their funding costs, that's making them a little bit uncompetitive. And we can see ourselves, slipping in between the two, between the non-bank and the bank side of it, and actually availing that opportunity. And particularly over the next, as I say, 12 to 24 months. And we've already seen it in the first quarter of this year. We're very, very busy.
And in terms of taking market share from the banks looking ahead, what particular products and sectors do you think are ripe in that respect?
I think when you look at sectors, it's right across the range. I mean, the construction sector is quite buoyant, and that's all the affiliates with that, so that's people with machinery and trucks who are developing the sites, as well as the actual builders themselves. I mean, hospitality has done very, very well post-COVID. We're crying out, I think, for more accommodation. And I think there's definitely more buoyancy there. I think the pubs have re-energised themselves, and they've gone after a different consumer base than it just purely on the drink side of it. So the food side of it's a big part and point for them. So transport, distribution, doing really well. The industrial sectors, I think, industrial units, I think will be good as well from a property financing point of view. So there's a number of different sectors that are doing quite well. Products-wise, we don't have any kind of great ideas about going and venturing into any kind of new areas and new fanciful products. The buy-to-let market is obviously a market that we like, and we'll pursue that if we can get a retail credit license, which we're in the process of applying for. We like motor finance. Motor finance market has always done very well in Ireland, and that's an area that we like as well.
And where does the green economy fit in your overall agenda?
I think what we're looking for, I suppose, in relation to that is how it's affecting our customers and what we can do to help our customers. So, for example, recycling on site, recycling waste licenses, being able to use equipment in a different way and being able to use that soil that they take off site is really important. That type of equipment is really, really expensive. So being able to spread that over a much longer term that would be normal, I think, is helpful. I've seen a lot of inquiries and financing around solar panels and stuff like that. So I suppose that we start with the customer and how we can fund them. We've funded a good few at the start of this year, electric buses as well, which electric coaches. So that's a change. So yeah, no, we're very keen to I suppose support that, as we know the knock-on environmental effects.
And in terms of your growth strategy, will Capital Flow be looking to purchase further loan books, or will you be pursuing a more organic path?
I think we're open to both. Obviously, we're on the organic path because we see the opportunities, and the brand is, you know, 8 years in the making, and we'd like to continue to build that. And you know, we want to hire more good people that we can, you know, look after our customers. But obviously, if there's opportunities and if people want to get out of what they're doing and they need to sell, or they want us to look at opportunities, we'll certainly look at that as well, you know.
And what are the main challenges facing the non-bank lenders right now?
I think funding has to be the number one issue, you know. I think if you're borrowing, which a lot of non-bank lenders are, if you're borrowing from the banks, it's going to be more expensive. A route out of that is securitisation. So a lot of the non-banks do securitisations. That market has been pretty static. Hasn't been really open the last couple of years. Probably beginning to move a little bit more now. So that's always going to be a challenge. But I don't think it's a huge market in Ireland. I think that obviously the bank market is where we're looking at. So we've got the three main banks, and we definitely see an opportunity for our products when we compete against them, because not everything is on price, Carl, as you probably know yourself. It is down to relationships, it's down to service, it's down to turnaround times, and it's actually dealing with people, I suppose, that can make decisions and have expertise, you know what I mean? So I don't think the banks can be specialists at everything, and I think being a specialist lender like Capital Flow just gives us that edge.
And in terms of alleviating that funding issue for the non-bank lenders, is the Ireland Strategic Investment Fund and indeed the SBCI some of the solution to that?
I've seen ISIS invest in, you know, obviously they're making strategic investments and stuff like that. But no, the SBCI, definitely. I mean, when I worked in Bibby, we had SBCI funding. I still think they have it. So it can't be a bad thing to help funders be more competitive. So yeah, no, absolutely, things like that will help. I think just, you know, you'll see a settling down of interest rates as well, and things will calm down in that regard over time. But I think the days of 0% Euribor and stuff like that are gone, you know.
In terms of the overall business finance landscape, as we look out over the next 5 years, Ronan, how do you see it evolving?
I suppose when you look at the way it evolves in Europe and the UK, I think customers are getting far more savvy, be it the consumer or be it the business customer. And this these days of allegiances with any particular type of finance provider are probably waning a little bit. Yeah, you do still have your overdrafts, less so now as a product than it used to be. And I don't think the banks are really pushing that as a product anymore. And then you'll have the specialists like the likes of ourselves that will do the, you know, the products that we do and do them very well, be it plant machinery or trucks or property. And you might have somebody else might do something else really good as well. So you won't have all your eggs in the one basket, which I think is a good thing. Technology will definitely evolve. It should become more customer friendly and make it easier for the customer, because I think that at the end of the day, if you're a finance provider and you're making life easy for the customer, well, I think you're going to win out.
And Ronan, finally, for any business owner listening this morning that still feels the scars from the financial crisis or indeed Brexit and
yes,
still haven't come back into the market with an appetite for getting lending into their business, what advice have you got for them this morning?
Well, I think there's two sides to that. I mean, if their credit history was affected before in the past, I think things have moved on quite a bit since then. I mean, when we set up Capital Flow in 2016, a lot of our customers were customers who had scars from the financial crisis. But I think if their outlook is one where they see opportunity and they see the business growing, I think they do need to invest. And it's, you know, go to their business advisor would be my first port of call, somebody they can trust, make sure they have the right cash flows and projections and, you know, that they can stand over the investment that they want to make. And then at least get two or three quotes. Don't go to the one place all the time.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Ronan Horgan, the CEO of Capital Flow. And there are certainly exciting times ahead for this non-bank lender.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.